Did anyone see Who Wants to Be a Millionaire last night?
No.
Oh, God.
Why?
So, the guy went away with nothing.
Oh, yeah. God.
So, he's on the £500 question. It was
500?
What's.
Isn't that
to get
the first
to thousands.
Question?
No, it's in the it's 100, 200, 300, 500. And if you get the 500 one, you're in the grand.
Yeah.
So that's you saying. And the question to get the grand was what's the famous Spanish dish that consists of fried onions and potatoes? And it's either gazpacho, croquettes, paella, or tortilla.
Tortilla.
Ras, would you got that?
What? Fried onions and what? Potato.
Potato. It's a Spanish
I
tortilla.
I don't know.
Tortilla.
Oh, Ras.
Oh, mate, come on.
Oh, mate, come on now. So anyway, so he was like, oh, I'm a bit unsure of this.
Tortilla have onion in them, did they? Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's an onion potato. It's like a Spanish omelette, basically, but it's like onion potato. Like, it's similar to that. It's just got a Spanish tortilla. You can buy them in Sainsbury's. You get the packs.
Yeah, I know, but they're called, aren't they just called Spanish omelettes?
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm not sure of this one actually. I know it's not paella, but I'll ask the audience. So 65% of the audience say croquettes.
Wow.
Well, 35%
or 30% or something say tortilla, and then 1% or whatever with to the other two. And he's like, all right, well, fair enough. I know tortilla is the thing you wrap fajitas with, so croquettes. And Jeremy Clarkson's like, wrong answer, mate. So he was like, the guy, honestly, I could just feel like his face. He just went, "Is it his wrong answer?" He was like, "Oh no," because he's like, "I've got this far, get on the show, and I go away with nothing on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which is basically impossible to go away with nothing." And he was like, "All right, no worries."
I think that's quite a tricky question, though. I mean,
well, the thing is, even if you didn't know it's called tortilla, you know it's not gazpacho, which is soup. Well, most people do. Paella,
yeah.
No, it's not that.
Yeah.
And croquettes is the wee potato, the cylinder potato croquettes.
Yeah.
It's like filled with like chorizo and stuff a lot of the time and stuff. So,
But tortilla, everyone knows tortilla is like you said, the flour wraps.
I know what you mean. But he must have been like going backstage afterwards. Everyone's like, oh, unlucky in that. He's like, I'd be like, don't speak to me. I'm going to be with nothing. Never mind.
Well, what would be even more furious is if, like, the next person's £500 question is not like,
no,
like that. Not like
I know.
It's so easy.
I bet all the runners and producers said to them, like, oh, at least you had a nice day. Do you have a nice day?
Yeah.
I'd be like, absolutely not. No, I've had the worst day of my life. What's
the next word in this Beatles song? Please, please, is it you, me?
Yeah.
Them
or him?
Us.
yeah. Oh, should have had that. So please, please, them. But to be fair, if you didn't know, and the audience, if you weren't a Beatles fan, the audience said 65% said them.
Yeah.
You go, oh no, I've got nothing.
Yeah, you'd go off the audience. You would go with the audiences.
You Clarkson would trust them,
was like,
yeah.
Jeremy Clarkson was like, well, audience, you've let him down actually. Yeah.
Well, that goes to show how confusing that question is, though. Really. Because a £500 question, the audience would usually like lap that up, right?
You just thought,
yeah.
I've not seen it for ages, though, to be honest.
I've not either, but I watched it last night. I turned it off after that. I was like, I can't enjoy this anymore because I feel gutted for the guy. Absolutely gutted.
Hello and welcome to The Football Humans. It's me, Mr. Andrew Ragg, with Mr. John Berry.
Hello.
Hello. And Mr. Michael Felton.
Hello. Hello.
And,
hello.
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 I don't know what happened there. I was too busy, like, thinking about why was he so delayed that I stopped being able
It's because
to
I wasn't sure whether to say hello or whether to cough. Because they need to cough at the same time. So it was one of those. They're both, really.
Well, that's bizarre.
So we're going to kick things off talking about our fantasy football. And This
really?
Is the week of the free hit or not to free hit. Did we free hit?
Before we go into the fantasy football, are we delaying talking about FA Cup for any reason?
Yeah, no. We are. It's a Premier League little kickoff starting off. Because I can't, I've got to build up to the FA Cup, if that's all right. I know you're happy at the moment, but like, anyway. So, did we free hit this weekend, chaps?
Well, no, I didn't, but I didn't have a free hit, so there was no option to free hit. So, that's why I didn't free hit.
When did you use it?
I don't know. It was a time before where there was hardly any players playing. But I had about six or seven players out.
Was it the same as... Because I used mine already, because I didn't have mine either. I used mine when it was a cup final.
Yeah.
Maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah. But what I did do, I didn't use a free hit, but I used my wild card last week and prepared for this week. So there was enough players just to stretch an 11.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, both the Berry, Berry chaps.
The Berry.
The Berry. The Berry.
On today.
I know.
You didn't free hit, and neither did your dad, John. So you both.
He'd only used his free hit as well.
You both lost your games. And it was very, very close. Your game, you lost 11 points to 7.
I lost 11. No, I didn't. I drew.
No, you didn't.
No, you lost.
You're fucking joking.
No, you lost.
No, you lost.
Sorry to break it, dear. Sorry to break the news, mate. Maybe it's an automatic sub or something.
I had 11 points. I've got 11 points. Here.
Do you know what that is? I think Martinez got. Yeah, Martinez got bonus points.
Oh. So you've drawn your game.
No, donkey. Yeah, I've drawn it, yeah. But why is it still saying...
Oh, yeah, no, he has drawn it. Yeah, it's right. That score isn't right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was just
I've already drawn a game. Oh, no, maybe I'm not. I did draw it then, yeah.
That's random.
A draw, yeah.
But you've drawn the game. I was just really pissed off because the guy that I was playing, Joe Martin got 2 points, right?
He got wow.
2 points. And if
I was his captain. That was Pedro Porro as his captain.
Yeah.
That's the worst team ever, man.
No one was playing. And I did my free hit. I could have kept it.
Oh,
it's so annoying. And I put a banker on Son Madison, like for Spurs, and they got pumped by Fulham. Did you
Tottenham fucked everyone, and actually it did work in my favour because James Riches, I was talking to him all week, he wasn't sure whether he's going to play it, and he was playing me. He did play his free hit, but it did backfire because of the Tottenham players.
He did, but
I actually beat him anyway.
Did he win his game or not? Did you win it?
No, I was playing him.
Yeah, did you win?
Yeah. Castagna, 10 points.
He played a free hit and lost.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Do you know what? A Kalpa played his free hit and only got 15 points.
It's Spurs players, isn't it? Oh, he captained Tony won it, as well. Captain Tony.
All these Spurs got either 1 or 2 points. That's terrible.
-3 for Reguilon.
Reguilon, yeah.
Even then, he's still been the teens. That's terrible.
But the thing is, it was even with like the free hit, it was quite low scoring because of especially the top thing spraying people off. Yeah, and it wasn't like a standout player this week, was there?
No.
Well, no, there wasn't. Maybe Daniel.
I'm unsure whether to get rid of De Bruyne or whether to keep him for this because we've got a little international break, haven't we?
Yeah.
Back next week, so I'm really unsure. Give it time.
See how the land lies after the international break.
Right. Yeah. I'm ready, chaps. Bring it on. FA Cup. So let's deal with Chelsea first. Michael, happy with the performance? Or
did you
want a roller coaster of my God?
You say roller coaster, but I'm just so used to it now that it's like it was 2-0 up and then that mad own goal that come out of nowhere, which Zazzy did get blamed for, which he certainly deserved it. But Robert Sanchez, I don't know where he was either.
He's such a donkey.
Yeah. But then after that, when we let the second in, I was not surprised. I was like, well, this is just typical of the season to be dominant in the first half and then throw it away in the second half. But yeah, the fact that the two substitutes scored two goals, good goal from Chukwuemeka, a great setup from Cole Palmer. But yeah, good to get through, but just not very satisfying performance with letting those two in. And Raheem Sterling had an absolute nightmare. I mean,
can we name a worse free kick? Have you ever seen a worse free kick?
Yes, I have actually, and I can send you afterwards. It was a Hibs player that did it. It was unbelievable. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was the fun. I'll send you after. I think I'm sure I've told you it before, but it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. His name is Pa Kujabi, right? He's from Uganda. This left back. And when he was interviewed, when he signed for Hibs, he said that I'm known in Africa as the African Roberto Carlos, right? And he had a free kick for Hibs about 30 yards out east of the road. And he must have stepped back about 30 yards to take it. And he did the Roberto Carlos run-up. He hit it, and it trickled across the corner flag. It didn't even go out. It just trickled to the corner flag. I'm going to send you it now. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Absolute wanker. Oh, wait, hang on. Oh.
But yeah, I don't know what that free kick was all about. It looked like he was trying to hit with a different part of the foot than everyone has ever tried ever. And also the penalty was pretty diabolical as well.
But your own fans like booing you must be really hard, man.
That was pretty harsh.
Like, it's a bit harsh, isn't it? Like, I know he's having...
You've got to
get behind players when... Especially Sterling, a confidence player. Like, you've got...
It was frustration, but the boos... The main part of the boos came out when Pochettino didn't take him off and took Mudryk off.
Right.
Because, I mean, Mudryk actually played pretty well. I'm watching a video. John's just sent that video through, so.
Right. That's what.
Got a bloody advert.
Talk you through it. You're right.
How bad is that, man? The worst thing I've ever seen. What a wanker.
There was no power on that whatsoever.
Nah, it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
I've got to tell you, that actually is worse than Sterling's.
It's terrible.
Because if you build yourself up as a Roberto Carlos, you take the run of everything and then do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So Chelsea are going to play Manchester City. In the
typical, fucking typical
semi-final. Are you happy with that, mate? No,
clearly not. No, to be honest,
if you view as a final, do you know what I mean? If you view that, if you beat City, surely you're gonna win.
What?
FA Cup?
What are you going on about, man? What if it's a Man United Chelsea final? Chelsea gonna win it? They obviously win it.
Of course they would.
No, we would.
That's a complete. That's a complete 50-50, mate.
Yeah,
no way.
It would be typical of Chelsea season if we beat Man City and then lost to Man United.
Bye bye.
Yeah, I mean,
typical.
Man United humped Liverpool, mate. So like, I don't know why you think Chelsea would be though.
They didn't hump us. Are you joking?
Night.
They did not hump us,
mate. You give me a pasting.
Right, I'm gonna just.
Did you say we gave you a pasting?
They gave you a pasting. Bye bye.
Listen,
they scored four goals against that shit defense.
Listen, right? The decisions that went against Liverpool are shocking. Fernandez,
like what?
Fernandez should have got a second yellow and should have been off the park. We should have been playing against like 10 men for about an hour.
So you need my to have 10 men to beat them. Is that what you're saying?
No. Don't
you not beat them 11 men.
Don't wind me up. Their second goal to make it 2-2 on the 87th minute, they're running through offside.
Offside.
Virgil van Dijk headed the ball, gave possession back to them, then they scored. It's bollocks.
No, that's different phase. Though,
mate, you are clutching at straws here.
It's not different phase. Like, Virgil had to like deal with the ball. It's bollocks. It's just all bollocks, guys.
You've been watching a lot of YouTube videos this week.
I've watched pretty much every Liverpool fan talking about.
Yeah, I thought things. So. Yeah,
and I've, I obviously agree with everything they've said. One thing I will say, like, I think because Steve was like giving me all like, oh, Klopp's lost it. Because did you see like he said something about this journalist and like walked out? You're not in shape or something. And I was like, well, you could view it like that, but we're talking about Klopp. And we're talking like it's classic. Ferguson used to do it all the time. taking the pressure off the team after a big loss to kind of like divert that attention is basically, you know, it's typical management sort of thing, isn't it? Don't you think? Like, he's trying to protect his team. Like,
no, I do think he was just annoyed. Well, I mean, how many interviews has he had to go through before that interview talking about the same thing? And all it took was one more straw that broke the camel's back thing, sort of thing. And all of a sudden, he's just like, fucking hell. Like, just leave me alone.
It was
last season. In the back of his head, he's also thinking like, I wanted to win that quadruple. I wanted to go out. And then, you know, just all goes up in smoke.
His record in the FA Cup has not been great, obviously. So, you know, from that point of view, to get to a quarterfinal was kind of like, you know, wow. But it's annoying because it's Man United. Like, they started better. The first 20 minutes, Man United should have been 2, maybe 3 up. Like, they were definitely a better
team. They played quite well, United, I thought.
They did play quite well. And then, obviously, the two goals were quite lucky for Liverpool, a bit deflected. But to go in 2-1 at half-time, I was like, I can't see United coming back from it, to be fair. And then, that fucking Antony, of all the people, Antony. Oh, God, he drives me insane, that guy.
There was a lot of poor, like, mistakes from Liverpool, I thought, with the defending. And then, like, they should have highlighted some of it on the match of the day. But, like, the going forward, there was a lot of passes played astray or not played at the right time. And
Darwin Núñez, oh, my God. I think it was 2-1 at the time, and I was like, he tried to like square it, and he should have just put the ball in the back of the net. It was like, it's frustrating. Cody Gakpo,
he is so annoying, man. Like,
plays the game at half pace. Like he's fucking high, man. He just walks around fucking like so slow. Just like,
is that because he's Dutch?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, he's just
Darwin Núñez makes the wrong decision. He makes the wrong decision about 90% of the time. I've never seen a player like it. Because when he does score, you think, it's either two goals he scored at St James's Park against Newcastle. You're thinking, he's turned a corner now he's gonna be prolific. I was like straight in the fantasy team. But it's like every single week it's like, what are you doing, man? You feel like saying like there's unlucky and then they're just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like there's incompetence, isn't it? It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like how are you missing these chances? As a guy someone's paid £80 million for you, how are you missing these chances? Yeah. It's absolutely bizarre. It's crazy, actually.
One thing I would say, like Rashford's chance when it was 2-2 right at the end.
Yeah.
Should be burying that, shouldn't he?
There was a lot of chances.
You know, we go 3-2 up and, you know, in extra time. And again, I'm thinking, it's fine. Then when it goes 3-3, I'm like, well, we'll take him on penalties. It's fine. And they're right at it. When it's not from, your team, right
from
at
your
the
corner.
End is a fucking, yeah, from our corner.
That's the worst way to lose a game, especially at the end, right from your corner. But it was Harvey Elliott lost the ball, didn't he? I mean, Endo got in his way a little bit, but poor touch, no matter whether someone was in his way or not. And then, to be fair, they still had the legs on them to run up the pitch.
Yeah, true.
And then the fella, what's his name? Was it Ahmad? Is it?
Diallo. Diallo.
He took his shirt off. But Fernandez then come out and said, like, oh, well, people should be able to celebrate, you know, at this
no.
point. It's just like, well, he knows the rules.
Everyone knows the rules. Yeah.
That's been the rules for, what, good 10 years now or whatever.
At least that.
So it's just like, you know, it's part of the rules.
I was really surprised because I thought the referee was shocking. So I was surprised he didn't go, oh, we'll let him off, you know. We'll let him off. We're at Old Trafford. Let him off.
Bit of a... FA Cup magic this week, though, wasn't it? This weekend with that. I mean, there was a lot of goals in the Chelsea game. It was a decent game. That game was an amazing game. And then
Wolves Coventry.
Was brilliant.
Wolves Coventry.
Yeah, Wolves Coventry. Sorry, Ross. I actually didn't watch that one. I watched the highlights. I wish I'd watched it.
You watched it, Raggy?
Yeah, I watched it as well.
I was watching it.
It was good.
It was one of the best games I've ever seen. One of the best games I've ever seen. It was an absolute cracker. It had everything.
The momentum swung between each team, and
yeah,
it was a little bit end to end at certain points.
Yeah.
Where it was kind of like, it was just engaged. So engaged.
Well, I mean, as an end of like game, the last 10 minutes or whatever it was, I mean, you don't get any better than that, do you?
No, exactly.
No, it was, because I thought they'd thrown it away because Coventry was like, they were the better team the whole game, really, really deserved it. Wolves are really poor. Not really poor, but like Coventry were just so up for it.
Got Wolves had a lot of injuries, and I didn't recognise half that Wolves side, to be fair. Like, well, it wasn't like the strongest Wolves kind of like.
I don't think they had a lot of injuries. I don't think they had a lot. I think it was mostly the first team was playing. But I don't know if there's a couple left out, but I don't think there was because it was such a big game.
They were saying, like, there's loads.
Wolves have got loads of injuries at the minute.
Yeah.
Have they? I didn't really notice.
Cunha and Neto and...
Yeah, Cunha and Neto, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah,
fair
yeah.
enough, but to be fair, I thought and then they got back into it like out of nowhere and stuff, and they got the equaliser and stuff, and the momentum swung, as Rag said, and it was like Wolves got the winner, like, which you thought it was going to be last minute. So I felt so sorry for Coventry, and then it was like 7 minutes stoppage, but it was like Coventry weren't. It was the game was over. It was just one chance. But like, what was that? Yeah. 10-20 seconds to go, and it was like 2-2. Where's that come from? And then it's like they go off and get the winner. It was brilliant. I was pleased for them. I was really pleased for that. Actually,
Everton made a bit of a racket getting rid of Ellis Sims. I mean, he seems to know where to be to put the ball in the net.
He's ex Hearts as well, actually. But he's one of these things. I never liked him too much at Hearts until the end of his time. But it's like, and then he's went to Coventry, and he's been getting a lot of stick off Coventry fans as well because he missed a lot of chances. And then he's now coming to a game a bit more recently.
In the game as well.
He missed a couple of sitters. Yeah, he's got that in him as well. He has got that in him. But he's also got a bit of quality in him as well. So it's kind of, I think where Everton want and need to be, he's Everton should be even higher than that anyway. But I mean, he's a decent
player. The reality is they don't have anyone to put the ball in the net, probably. Even they don't. They take someone who misses 50% of their chances at this point.
To be fair, absolutely. And Calvert-Lewin's not in the business anymore, is he? But not to swear away for that too quickly, but just on that. If you want to talk about those points deduction as well, but not as Forest, because we're just talking about Everton there. How has that worked out then? How have they worked that out? Everton got 10 points, and then it's like after Peel reduced it to 5, but Notts Forest overspent more than double Everton, but only got 4 points. Surely Everton have got to appeal that now and be like, hang on a minute. If they get 4 points of that, we're getting 2 points. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
The worst thing is that this is all happening mid-season.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, just deal with it at the end of the season.
Back end of the season as well.
Yeah, so now we're like, so if not... You know,
6 weeks away, yeah.
Luton could be, like, out of the relegation zone, and then at the end, when they've, like, appealed it all, they could get
back in it,
the season's finished.
Yeah, I know. It's like VAR taking over the season now as well.
Yeah.
Like, we're waiting. Are we safe? The season's finished, but are we safe? Yeah. We don't know. We're going to find out in July.
Do you know what I think they should do as well with these City charges? I think we're taking that number as 115 charges or whatever. Like, let's forget about how many there are and just go, right, City, we're going to take the first 5, right? Of these 5 charges, are you guilty or not? Boom. Yeah. All right, that's this amount of points deducted.
Well, the thing is, I don't understand how they said they set a date, right? Why can you not tell people the date? Why is that such a big thing? And the reason they've not done that is because they don't want people to then be like, well, the date's up and you haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chelsea are going to get it next year. I know it. We definitely will. Because there was the whole thing about it today on TalkSport. I don't know if you've seen any of it. But, about how, like, some of the Mason Mount funds actually went into the year before. So then it leaves a gap in this year. And they need to sell, like, a good 60 to 90 million pounds worth of player before January the 30th. Which is very unlikely.
Well, no, because you can just sell it to, Saudi Arabia or wherever, like, you know.
Potentially.
You'll sell another defender that's past it for, like, 80 million. That'll be fine. You balance your books, don't worry.
Yeah, maybe. We only sold one. We sold two players to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. But I just think the City thing is becoming farcical now. Like, just get on with it. Just take it a bit at a time if you need to. But
the thing is, they probably, what are they going to do with them? Like, because, I mean, what was Everton and Forest? One charge each.
I don't know.
I think it was four, wasn't it? Or something. I can't remember.
It was more than one, I'm sure. It was more than one.
Yeah, I think.
Well, either way, I mean, if you like say take it as four, and then you calculate that into, I mean, what's the point deduction off that then? That's astronomical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. With appeals and all that, that's, it's so difficult to get these things done during the season, like you said. So. I don't know, we'll have to see. I'll guarantee it'll be a couple of years before Cities comes out.
Yeah, it's just
at least.
It's annoying. What are we thinking on the rumours that Gareth Southgate might be the new Manchester United manager soon?
That's terrible, a load of shit. If it's true, it won't happen, because even if it is true, I don't know where it'd come from. The Manchester would revolt against that. It's like, who the fuck wants Gareth Southgate as a manager? No offense,
people
guys.
People seem to forget that the only reason he's England manager is because he ended up working with the England youth team because he couldn't cut it as a club manager.
Exactly.
So,
and,
what's he
done with England?
Any difference? Like,
what's he done with England? Got the semi-finals of the Euros. Big fucking deal. Yeah. England should be winning it.
I mean, you're not wrong.
That team. I'm not being funny, but that team is unbelievable. It must be a load of nonsense, but I mean, I don't know why. Like, if it's true, why would you target Southgate? It's not easy when he's got Manchester connection. He's a really kind of boring kind of guy. It's not something you'd run through Big Walls for, would you? He's kind of like a teacher or a lawyer or something. Eh?
And in the gossip as well, talk of Grealish moving on from City. Do you read that?
I didn't see that. Yeah. Actually.
I was in the BBC gossip column saying that it could be open to moving Grealish on.
He's not really.
He's not, and he's not going to get his place back either. He's like Calvin Phillips almost. It's like he was planned to be in there, but he's not cut out for it. And actually, like I think Manchester City think like, they've got better. And I think they when they sign each summer, they'll sign better as well. I think they thought Grealish was going to be a lot more dangerous than he was. Yes,
Doku's done well in that position, isn't he? So every time Grealish has had a few injuries, so every time he's come back, Doku's kept him out of it. And they've got other players that can play there as well, haven't they? So.
Well, Phil Foden can play there as well.
Yeah.
Where do you think Grealish would fit in then? Where would he go? Do you go
Villa.
Back
to Villa, yeah.
Or move somewhere else? What do you think?
Back to Villa.
Fitting in at Spurs or something? Or...
Yeah, Spurs or Villa, yeah.
I think.
I was just going to say, I think we've answered it here by us not saying Liverpool or Arsenal.
Yeah,
like, so if we talk about a top six team, why should he be? Why would he be surprised at leaving, getting rid of Man City? Yeah. We're talking about Villa and Spurs, right?
Ivan Tony has he's going to go there. Ivan Tony has been mooted for a change of club in the summer, and this surprised me because, like, when he was like banned, everyone was talking about him going to top six sort of side. No disrespect, Michael, but I read Chelsea a name getting thrown around now for Ivan Tony. Chelsea,
thrown around before, but I don't know if he's the right person for us. But it's just because he's you don't know what's his valuation now. End of last season, it would have been massive, but he had such a gap, and since coming back, he's not really torn up any trees. Much, granted, he's not played many games, so you can't judge him on that, but. But I don't know. His valuation's got to have been knocked now, surely.
Yeah,
he's not going to go to Spurs because he's been slagging off Spurs like for the last 2 years, saying like what a shit club they are and stuff. Yeah. Because he wants to move to Arsenal.
Fan, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, apparently so. But I mean, and he also played for Newcastle. Released him as well. So every time he goes and scores against Newcastle, he gives the fans a load of jip and stuff. So they're not going to sign him either. So I mean, yeah, Chelsea was what I thought. The Chelsea would suit him really, I would think.
I mean, I would take him, but I don't think. I think potential. He's got potential to not do well there as well. I mean,
yeah.
It's a striker's graveyard, isn't it?
What do you get, Pochettino, Russ?
This is true.
I would. I mean, there's lots of calls for him to be sacked and stuff. I don't think that's going to help anything.
No.
I would give him a run still and see what he can do in the summer again. If we're still, treading water halfway through next season, then maybe. But what I will say is I don't find him very inspiring at times. He seems like a nice guy and that, but I mean, I don't know what the half-time team talks do, but we play well in the first half and come out on absolute shit in the second half. So I don't know what you're saying to them.
Mate, do you know what Chelsea, is it not just, maybe it's just me, but I'm sure it's just obvious to everyone. What they're missing is John Terry, actually called Frank Lampard, the actual heart,
leaders,
heart soul
yeah.
of the team. Yeah. They've got absolutely nothing. They're just a bunch of names. They're like the shit Galacticos. It's like overpriced players who don't really care that much to get paid absolute astronomical amounts of money. They're like, oh, well, if we get beat, yeah, it's sad, but...
Well, that's going to be the name of the podcast. That's the name of this week's podcast, the shit Galacticos. We've got less than a minute, chaps. Anything else you want to bring up, less than a minute?
Shit Galacticos? That's it really for me. I think
you can give us the Scottish
thanks all
next week.
I can't remember what happened, to be honest, mate.
Next week, I said, you can give us the whole rundown.
Next week, yes.
After the
international break.
International.